Good afternoon, and it's the 28th of November, and this is my Audioboo podcast for Audiomo 11, tying with Napod Pomo. And today I'm in another boo by SM2N Pawari and Nick Holloway Vox, who are discussing boo etiquette and types of boo user. And I've listened to the various boos on this, and very interesting they are, but I don't mind admitting it's going a little too deep for me. What is boo etiquette? Boo etiquette is, for me, ensuring that whatever we talk about is legal and decent by human standards. That's it. It's not about who follows who, why they follow, why they subscribe, should they listen to every boo that they subscribe to, should it be should we be offended if somebody doesn't listen to our boos just because they subscribe to us? I don't agree with that concept at all. It's the same with the types of boo, whether we boo as a standing on a soapbox and sending out a message, whether it's because we're just sharing our thoughts and aren't interested in whether anybody particularly wants to make a comment or not, or whether we're booing because we want a two-way dialogue or more with our peers. Because for me, I can fit into all those categories and more. So to categorise a boo or a person who boos, that's limiting, and the world's full of categorisations, and I don't like to be categorised. Human beings are too complex for categorising. And it's the same with etiquette. Etiquette, as Nick Holloway Vox mentioned, is a structure created to ensure society glues together more appropriately. It isn't a please and thank you, ma'am. And it isn't something that really applies to boo or booing, apart from the reasons I've mentioned, of politeness and legalities. We don't want to be too offensive for the sake of it, and we certainly don't want to boo anything that's illegal. It's just common decency. So whether I subscribe to you and listen to your boos, that's my choice. But because I chose to subscribe to you, I know you're not speaking directly to me because you didn't even know me before I subscribed to you. This is the general rule of thumb here. So you're booing something because you're interested in sharing that with the world, and I'm a person that might have happened to pick up on you and enjoyed one of your boos, subscribed, and whether I listen to all your boos or some of your boos or no further boos is entirely up to me. There's no etiquette involved here. It's the same as subscribing to a magazine. I may read one article that month and not the others, but I'm in no way obligated to the person that I subscribe to listen or read all the articles or listen to all the boos. So I think before, well, each to their own, of course, but I'm just putting my thoughts in here into the mix a little bit, and after all, that's just one of the categories of boo that's been suggested, a dialogue between fellow booers, and a lot of my boos have just been random thoughts. So again, I don't fit into any one category. I don't think anybody does particularly. We all boo for our own reasons, not necessarily for anybody else's. And so to categorise would be just to say everybody's individual. And to discuss etiquette is to say, well, that's based on my guidelines with what etiquette is, because, you know, I believe that you should subscribe and listen to me, or I believe that because you've subscribed, you should listen to me, etc., etc. So if I listen to you and I've subscribed to you, just be grateful, as I'm very grateful for anybody that listens to me. If I comment on you, it's because I'm interested in what you've had to say, and a comment in return will be nice if you feel the need, but don't feel obliged, as I don't feel obliged. It's out there, it's what it is. It's a free media for communication, or a free soapbox, or a combination of those. And let's keep it real, folks. It's all fun. Anyway, that was me. Thanks for listening. God bless.